DP Sidhu here at the NFL Combine with Indianapolis's punter Pat McAfee. How's it going today, Pat?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to chat with you. Every single year we get the opportunity to travel to Houston, it's my favorite city to go to, and that's not a joke.
Oh, you don't just say that to everybody that interviews you here?
I don't. I love Houston. I really do. Great steak places. The people are amazing, and Reliance Stadium is the loudest stadium I've ever played in. That's a 100% true story.
Well, you know, you do a lot of stuff in the media. What's it like between playing in the NFL and all of your work that you do with NFL Network and all the interviews? What's that been like for you? You seem to really come into your own. And now you've got your own show as well, right?
Yeah, my show is only here in Indy. It's watched by about 30 people. But guys like Shane Leckler, who kind of paved the way for punters to kind of make an impact on a game. Shane was a guy I looked up to in my entire career, a guy I still look up to and try to learn from. But I don't have to memorize as many plays or game strategies or anything like that. So it opens me up a little free time doing media. Just like to chit-chat a little bit. Sometimes I put on a little makeup because I haven't seen the sun here in Indy in about 2 months. But it's just a lot of fun. I just have a good time. That's about it.
Yeah, I see you sometimes talking with Shane before the games. I mean, what's that relationship like? Is it he's someone that you've just gotten to know from playing the same position? I mean, what's he like as far as now? You've come pretty far in the league. You still talk about game or other things?
Well, kickers and punters are kind of a brotherhood. Watching Bullock kind of grow up and watch him get so much better, I was so happy for him. And Shane Leckler has just been so great for so long. So the first time I met him, he was playing in Oakland, and it was like I was meeting an idol. So now we're not friends, to say the least, but he's a guy I look up to. I get a chance to chat with 2 times a year. And it's a brotherhood. There's only 32 of us that do what we do, so we're kind of the only people that understand. And in Houston, you guys get the fantastic opportunity to have 2 really good ones. So it's a lot of fun to chit-chat with them. And the AFC South is filled with a lot of great people.
How about J.J. Watt? You had a chance to see him at the Pro Bowl a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think of what he's been doing in the season he had this year?
Well, his season was unbelievable. That turn down for Watt thing that happens at Ryan Stadium is one of the coolest
NRG,
things.
NRG, but yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's just such a good person. He's a hardworking person. And then whenever I got a chance to meet him at the Pro Bowl, it's just like he's real. He's not a fake person.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Pat. And I mean, best of luck, but maybe not too much luck next year.
I understand, and I can't wait to get back to Houston. That stadium is awesome.